Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Okay, Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. Hey, guess who is still in jail? He's still there. You know, he's been living in just the lap of luxury. Just more money than anybody can imagine. I'm talking about Sean Diddy Combs. And right now, Sean Diddy Combs, instead of being in a penthouse hotel suite, instead of being in his luxurious Miami or Los Angeles estate, he's in a cold, gray cell. Instead of wearing his bling and his fashion, he's wearing prison clothes. Sean Diddy Combs was denied bail yesterday. He's still in jail right now.
Sean Diddy Combs is in a New York jail after a judge denied bail for the music mogul indicted and arraigned yesterday on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. He's pleaded not guilty. His lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, says they're back in court today appealing that bail decision, trying to get him out on a $50 million bond.
He came to New York to establish his innocence. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the charges.
Prosecutors say Diddy used power and prestige to facilitate crimes, including so-called freak-offs, in which women were coerced to engage in sex with male sex workers while he watched and filmed. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics.
Julie Walker, New York.
You know, I kind of mentioned this a little bit yesterday. You know, Sean Diddy Combs, he would be having sex with the most attractive young women, legal, but he would be having sex with the most attractive young women, whenever he wanted to. And I wonder if that just got boring. So he brings in other guys to do it for him, so he can just kick back and watch and do videos. These freak-offs just seem crazy. And the money that was behind all of this is just astounding. And then they found lubricants, including 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Yeah, let's lube everybody up. I mean, it would have been like a bunch of seals, just like wandering around each other, sliding off each other. Diddy belongs in jail. I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but there's a lot of evidence there. And I believe the guy is a flight risk. They're afraid he's going to just jump on one of his jets. If I were him, I would. Man, if I got out and I had done all that stuff, I'd be out of this country, living great in another country.
You know, we do like to use the program here, our radio show, sometimes to educate people and
yes.
Teach them something that maybe they hadn't heard before.
Yes.
Baby oil is not safe for internal use.
It's not.
I mean, that's what I heard.
It's not.
That's what people are saying.
Well, maybe it was. That was for external use.
You think in the freak-offs they got like a towel over there and they're like, why? That, no, nope, 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 nope.
I mean, a thousand bottles of baby oil. Do you realize if these freak-offs, look, if people have stock in baby oil, if these freak-offs stop, stock's going to go down.
Why?
The price of the stock's going to go down because there's not going
to
be as much
bad time
sold.
To be in the baby oil industry.
I guess so.
Did
it
he?
Was a good time for a while.
Everyone knows coconut oil.
It's the best.
Is the best.
It is the best. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That's not coming from me. Many people are saying that.
Yeah, I heard.
I heard
that too.
Somebody say that.
I heard it too.
Coconut oil.
But trust me, I think what I heard is true. I know what
room
I heard
temperature
is true.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, don't put it in the refrigerator.
No, do not.
Yeah. And, you know.
And if you're going to cook with it, that should be a separate jar.
That's right.
Don't get those jars mixed up. God help us. Okay.
Yeah. And wash your hands. Make sure you've got clean hands when you dip it in the jar.
Maybe those nitrile gloves. Those are pretty cheap. Well, I don't know.
All right. Anyway.
This is what I read on the internet.
The information that they have on this guy is just, it's insane. And, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He had everything going for him, and this is how he uses it? You know, there's really evil and malicious intent living in a lot of people. And sometimes you can't tell by the way they look. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. I'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Look, this is a real interesting surveys out now. According to a new survey, 14% of all Republicans responding said they would take action to overturn the outcome if Harris wins. This is not good. 14% said they would take action. You know, maybe we should give those people the phone numbers of the people who are in jail right now. The January 6th rioters, they're people in prison right now. You think they want to be in prison? Do you think they would take back their actions if they could? I bet a lot of them would. Now, 27% of Democrats responding said they will not accept the results of the 2024 election as legitimate if Trump wins. 11% said they would take action to overturn the results. That's not that much fewer people than the Republicans. So don't you Democrats take action either, because that's wrong. But 46% of Republicans said they would not accept the results of the election if Harris wins. So, you know, we'll go over that whole thing again if Harris wins. We'll go through that again. And Trump's going to find some sap like Rudy Giuliani to represent him. And the guy's career, a woman's career, will be wasted, will be destroyed. Because Trump will have him out there trying to prove that the election was stolen when it really wasn't. And it's interesting that now Donald Trump is ramping up again. I mean, this is the schizophrenia of the Trump mind. Recently, he's been talking about how he lost the election. He's been admitting that he lost the election. And I guess he got word from Stephen Miller, his Siamese twin, his co-brain. He got word, I guess, from Stephen Miller and others that this was not wise, that he needs to ramp up again that he won the election. And now he's ramping up again that he won the election. So, I mean, what is it? Did you lose the election or win the election? Well, we know you lost the election. Everybody knows you lost the election. And so everybody should accept the results of the upcoming election. There's also a new Gallup survey that is out. This is among American adults, and 46% responded. Said that 46% said Trump had a favorable rating for them. 46% viewed Trump as favorable. 53% viewed him as unfavorable. But for Harris, 44% view her as favorable and 54% view her as unfavorable. 1% more view Harris as unfavorable than Trump. So, you know, don't say that we're not fair when it comes to talking negatively about Harris. And Harris is in deep trouble, and so is Trump, with independents. And for Harris to be in trouble with independents is not good for her. 44% of independents say that they have a favorable view of Donald Trump. 53% have an unfavorable view. And when it comes to Harris, 35% of independents view her as favorable. 60% view her as unfavorable, meaning that she's 25 points down in this key demographic. And that's not good, because the independents are going to ultimately decide the outcome of the election. Also, this is National Cheeseburger Day, so I thought we could take, you know, a couple of calls, a couple of text messages. Where can you get the best cheeseburger in New Orleans? Now, I don't eat red meat, so I haven't had a cheeseburger in a long time. But I can think back on having some epic cheeseburgers in New Orleans. Who has the best cheeseburger in New Orleans? And it might be like a fast food type restaurant. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's get back to a few calls. Michael in Metairie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Good.
Great, great. Look, I want to talk about the genesis of political violence in America. It started when that madman came down the escalator in 2015, and all the Republicans could not respond to his crazy rhetoric, and he won the nomination. Now, here's something everybody I know is ruling the day of November 6th. If Trump wins, of course, the world will be terrible. But if Harris wins, this is what happens in most intelligent people's minds. Trump, who at that at January 6th, led a political attempt of violence against the Capitol because he lost the election. What happens now that if he knows that he's going to rot in a prison cell like P. Diddy the rest of his life? You think he's going to take that laying down? He's going to want a civil war, not a little attack on the Capitol, and that's what's going to happen. By the way, Ronald Reagan, do you know Ronald Reagan is Sarah Huckabee's favorite president, like most Republicans? You know what, with children, Ronald Reagan had two children with Nancy. They both hated his guts. And Ronald Reagan also called Nelson Mandela a terrorist. And when the both houses overwhelmingly passed sanctions on South Africa for their racism, he vetoed it, but his veto was overridden. So he's one of the great racist and children haters of all time. And I got about eight other things about him. I'm writing a book called The 10 Mortal Sins of Ronald Reagan.
You know, that's going to be interesting. Tell us when that book comes out. And, you know, there's the new movie out now starring Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan, and a movie titled Reagan. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'd like to see it. I don't think there's going to be a civil war. And if there is a civil war, it's not Donald Trump's fault. It's the fault of the people who listen to any call for a civil war or even any suggestion of a civil war. It's the fault of the participants, not the person who called for it to happen. Larry's on the road somewhere. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Look, I called because I told him, Trump and J.D. Vance are crying about Biden and Kamala Harris having something to do with him being assassinated. And they're out there and they're speaking that, but yet they won't speak out against the people who are trying to stop the voting at these different polls or doing all these different things. They won't speak out against that. And I just don't understand the hypocrisy among the Republicans who keep backing this guy, who making these type of statements, but when it's against him, for them, they speak out not.
Yeah.
You know, and also, I don't know who have the best burger, but I know McDonald's got the worst burger.
All right, Larry, I'm glad you called the show. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come right back to more of your calls. We'll get to a few texts. I'll also read some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. So I heard yesterday in our news that Hurricane Francine is not going to deter the lights on the Crescent City connection from being completed for the Super Bowl, that the lights are going to be completed. And even if another storm comes through, the lights are going to be ready. I'm happy about that. I'm happy that the lights are going to be ready. But what I'm not happy about is this effort to get everything done by the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm happy that things are going to be done by the Super Bowl. But for the lights guaranteed to be ready for the Super Bowl, it's a great thing. But what about projects for us who live here? Why is there not this kind of passion to get stuff done on time for us? What, do we not matter? And there are people who are paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote the city of New Orleans. I get it. We need tourism. But if we can guarantee that these lights are going to be ready by the Super Bowl, then we can guarantee that lights are going to be up on the interstate. We can guarantee that potholes are going to be fixed. The attitude doesn't cost anything because it's attitude. It's a free intangible. And where is that attitude when it comes to other projects? The same attitude should be there for the people of New Orleans and not just the tourists and the people who are going to come here for the Super Bowl. I'm not against having everything ready for the Super Bowl. I'm for it. I think it's great, and it's going to be great for the city. But I'm just trying to point out that there should be more of that attitude when it comes to projects that benefit us, those of us who are here all the time. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in the other studio, Ian is mocking the dance from Wayne's World that Garth was doing.
Fuck the ladies.
He's doing the pelvic thrust.
You know, that was one hot woman. One hot woman when she was, I mean, she still looks great.
Is that Claudia?
Kim Bessinger.
That's right.
Boy, she was
smoke
hot.
Show.
Although she had man hands. Did you ever notice that?
Somebody told me. Oh, you know what? Now, that's not safe for work, but I'll tell you something else about that later. But
she had
man
hands. And if she has man hands, she probably has man feet as well.
Hey, man.
You know.
You don't know my life?
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, we're remembering Jimi Hendrix today because this is the day that they found him dead in his basement at the age of 27 years old. Happened in 1970. All right, Ian's got some text messages for us. We're going to get to your calls. And also coming up, I've got a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And this is to the blog that I wrote, who is to blame for a second attempt on Trump, his life?
Got a bunch of texts here about oil and the efficacy of different types of oils. Here's one that says extra virgin olive oil is amazing and it's good for your skin.
Oh, okay. From the conversation we had,
about a conversation earlier about baby oil.
Yeah,
just not safe for internal use.
And you don't have to be one to use virgin oil.
Somebody said castor oil is the best, which I guess is okay. I don't know about that. That sounds sticky.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says soybean oil is made by cooking down and smashing up soybeans. Peanut oil is made the same way.
Isn't it?
So how do you make baby oil?
Isn't it?
Oh my God!
Oh no!
Wow!
Isn't it interesting that our audience seems to know so much about the sensual use of oils?
Oils, yeah. People really want to chime in on this.
Love you
okay,
guys.
That's enough oil for now. I got a lot of text messages about the best cheeseburger. Lots of people are saying Portugal.
Oh yeah!
And in my view, that's it. That's the alpha and omega of this conversation. You cannot beat the Portugal burger.
You know, when I was eating red meat, I had a burger at Portugal, a cheeseburger.
They're so good,
and it was. It was big. It was the epitome. You know, if somebody drew a picture, if somebody painted a picture of the ultimate cheeseburger, it would look like the cheeseburger at Portugal.
It's the perfect. I mean, it's big, but it's not so big that you can't hold the whole thing at one time.
Right.
It's really juicy and soft and tender. Like the patty isn't too firm or too soft, and the shredded cheese is so good. And you can get like those giant cocktails. They're like these 40-ounce.
Yeah.
You know, Kamehameha or whatever, these like exotic tropical tiki drinks, they're super good. A lot of people are also shouting out the Swamp Room, which has great burgers, out on Veterans Boulevard. You know, Swamp Room.
Yeah. I mean, also, I've been there a few times.
Great chicken wings out there, man. Huge. I'm sort of a chicken wing connoisseur in the modern era, if I might. And Swamp Room. I'm trying to say Swamp Thing and Ring at the same time. They are like baseball bats, man. They're huge. These giant, giant chicken wings. Let's see. What else did we got on here? Someone says Port Orleans has a great cheeseburger. Bub's Burger is the best as of now. They just opened up a new location on Ferret Street. Bub's Burger was a little pop-up right next to the Bank Street Bar in Mid-City. And now they got their own big old brick and mortar of their own over on Ferret Street. Those are like the ones the smash burgers, you know, I think they smash them down real thin.
Yeah.
And then you like stack up a patty or two. Those are real, real good. Whoa. Here's somebody who says they don't like Portugal. They say no chance. Nasty. Well, blocked. Blocked. I just blocked that person.
It doesn't take much to get blocked.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, boy, you don't like our opinion on burgers? You're out.
Blocked.
You're done.
Here's a text that says, dang it, I was going to have a salad for dinner, but you injected cheeseburger into my brain. There are worse fates. And then I got a couple texts here about international market, if I may just tuck these in.
Okay, sure.
Here's one that says, I just made some curry with the spices from international market, and I just finished my last potato pastry last night. I'm going to stock up on their prepared frozen foods to impress my friends at my next party.
You know,
Plus, they are so nice there.
Yeah, they are really great. And look, if you like authentic Indian food with the spices and everything, their frozen dinners are incredible, and they don't have a lot of preservatives in them like we put in our dinner, so they're a lot healthier for you, and you could pull that off as your own.
A couple more here. Company Burger is good. Beach Corner is very good. Winston's Pub over on Metairie, good. That's a good burger. The Cheddar Burgers at Lake Town Grill is to die for. High Hat has the best cheeseburger. And I'll leave you with this one. This is a unless what?
No, I remember Ruby Red's.
Yeah, somebody said Ruby Red's on us, but ain't there no more.
Do they? I know it's not there anymore. They used to have really good cheeseburgers.
This text said about you mentioned the naan bread you get from the international market.
Yeah.
This text says you don't call it naan bread, Scoot. It's just naan. Much like you don't say chai tea. That's like saying tea. Merely an observation. Love the show.
Well, I appreciate that, but I say chai tea.
I think most people say chai tea.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand your aesthetics. I appreciate that. But non-bread, to just say non, people wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
so
that's
I guess I could say it's a type of bread done in a special classic Indian oven at international market. Mm. But it's bread. The name of it is naan. Okay, I can do
love
that.
Some good naan bread.
Okay, all right. Here, quick comments from the Scoot on your Facebook page. So who's responsible for the last person who was ready to shoot Donald Trump? Who's responsible for that? Emma says, as an independent, I think they're both going to destroy. Oh, this is also about destroying democracy. They're both going to destroy or further diminish democracy. I can't vote for either one, but the benefit of Trump is the economy to a certain degree, and he's out in 4 years. The benefit to Harris is social and semantics. Though she does cackle and make little sense, it's a lose-lose. I can't conscientiously vote for either one. Here's a comment on SOTA Facebook from Gigi. Because his supporters let him. I'm talking about Donald Trump. He lied and said that he won the election and continues to do so without any legitimate proof and without any other person on the 2020 ballot finding anything rigged about their wins. Then he refused to a peaceful transfer of power. That is not a heroic act, but a cowardice one. I believe that there is a threat to our representative democracy. I think we need a president who is willing to accept election results, even if they don't win. And Christie says Trump followers don't have to agree with us or listen to our reasoning. They can listen to approximately 100-plus current or past Republican politicians and respected military commanders that already condemned Trump's behaviors, actions, and rhetoric. When someone tells you what they are going to do, believe them. January 6th should be unforgettable. Republicans and Democrats watched it. Believe it. Believe in what you witnessed. You can make a comment, and if you haven't done it yet, join us on Scoot on the Air Facebook and comment on what we post, and I encourage you to comment on the comments. All right, we're going to come back with some of your calls. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2006, Willie Nelson's tour bus was stopped in Lafayette, Louisiana. Willie Nelson, along with four members of his band, were arrested for possession of marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms. Not Willie. This has got to be fake news. Willie Nelson, marijuana, psychedelic mushrooms? That couldn't have happened. It was a setup. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. That is Frankie Avalon, who is 84 years old today. And many of us remember Frankie Avalon very early in our youth, when Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello were part of those beach blanket bingo movies, Muscle Beach, Beach Bingo. There was a whole bunch of them. I think they were all the same movie. I think they just changed the name. But, you know, if you were a heterosexual, I can't speak for homosexuals, but if you were a heterosexual and you saw the girls in the swimsuits back then, you were really young, you knew you were a heterosexual. Also, there was another moment very early in my life when I realized I was a heterosexual. And, I mean, I didn't really think about it. I just was. And I'll talk about that going into the next break with a song that relates to another moment that confirmed that I was straight. I'm really sad to hear that longtime WWL TV news anchor Eric Paulson is battling cancer. He's taken a leave of absence. He's been on TV forever, and he just says that he's taking a medical leave to take a few months to battle cancer. He said it's a fairly aggressive cancer, but his doctors say it's treatable, and that's really good news. And Eric, please know that our thoughts and prayers from this show are with you, and I hope everything works out great, and we look forward to seeing you after your medical leave. But good luck. Be a strong person. You'll get through it. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with you. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Tracy Uptown. Hey, Tracy, you're on WWL.
Yes, hello. First, I'm sorry to hear about Eric, and I will be keeping him in prayer.
Yeah, thanks.
One of my favorites. I know they were saying, a few people were saying that some of the things, the assassination attempt was Trump's fault, but I disagree. And I've heard a lot of rhetoric from the Democrats recently of saying he needs to be taken out and this needs to happen. I don't agree with everything Trump says, but Kamala is not innocent either. She doesn't answer the questions when they ask her. So they both have their faults, but it still doesn't warrant someone being assassinated. So that's my take on it.
Well, you're right. I blame, and I said this after that person was discovered in the bushes, I blame the individuals who took it upon themselves to put themselves in a position to try to kill Trump. It's their fault. I don't care what somebody says. That should not be an excuse to assassinate somebody. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe, how are you doing today?
Okay, Mr. Scoot. This is a statement for James, and I also have a statement for Michael. For James calling Donald Trump a racist, Mr. James, Donald Trump employs thousands of blacks and Hispanic people throughout the country with his hotels.
In other words, he's got them working for him, right?
Your candidate, Kamala, is calling people 18 to 24 stupid. I mean, that's a wonderful candidate.
Yeah,
and
stupid.
For Michael, who knows my voice, you backed Hillary. You kissed her butt so much it was unreal, and now you're on Kamala's butt. Hillary wrote that book, What Happened? Well, get ready for Kamala's book, What Happened? Number 2. That's it.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen?
No, that's the name of Hillary.
Well, I know.
Book
I'm asking you.
That
what
she
do you
wrote after she lost to Donald Trump?
What do you think's going to happen?
What happened?
What's going to be in What Happened Too?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if Kamala can answer questions, maybe she'd be smart enough to write a book. But truthfully speaking, they say her mother and father were PhDs. Hmm. Well, I don't know what to call her, really and truthfully. She don't have a clue. Yeah. And for Ian, please don't call her Commander-in-Chief. She'll never be Commander-in-Chief.
Can we call her Madam Vice President, at least?
No, look, Joe, don't call
her Commander-in-Chief.
But, Joe, you don't know yet.
Trump's going to whip her butt.
Well, he might, but you don't know. I mean, we don't know yet. The polls are so close. You can't be guaranteed that that's going to happen. And, you know, I hope
the Democrats are hoping for Kamala. I'm hoping for Trump.
Okay, well, you can hope for that. We know you hope for that. We know you want that. But, you know, people called the show and guaranteed that Hillary was going to win. They guaranteed Trump was going to win in 2020. So, you know, we don't know. You can't guarantee it. You can hope for it. You can vote for Trump and hope that he wins. But you can't guarantee that she's not going to be Commander-in-Chief.
But, I mean, somebody like James, you know, to call a man a racist. Now, you know, everybody, you know how many millions of blacks are going to vote for Trump this time around?
They're
going to break
many.
A record.
I know a
black
lot, but I don't know
for
how many.
Trump.
Yeah.
Watch the numbers.
Yeah. But it won't be a majority. It won't be a majority of African-American
men. No, it won't
men.
Be a majority. Yeah. But if he can get 30% or plus, he's a cinch to win.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll be 30%.
And right now, he's at 29% with the blacks.
Yeah, with the blacks. Yeah, I like the way you say that. Kind of not
what
very
you
personal.
Want me to say? With the Africans? What you want me to say? With the Negroes?
Well, it was just Yeah, I mean, listen, Joe, you're bringing up language from your past, and we've kind of evolved.
No, but why are you calling me down for saying black?
Well, it was just
that's what people call them black.
It was just,
you
it was,
don't call them black. What do you call them?
It was the way you
black people.
Yeah, it was the way you said
they're
it.
They're not pieces on a chessboard,
yeah,
Joe.
It was the way you said it. It was the way you said.
I don't
the blacks.
Say Kamala the way you want me to say it. Anyway.
I don't correct you anymore on that. I'm letting you say it the way you want to say it. I mean, a lot of people say it what I think is the wrong way, but they say. But it was just the way you said the blacks, you know, like you, like oh, those
well,
people.
Excuse me.
Those people.
Can you accept my apology?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just you know, be a little more sensitive to people. All right, Joe. I got to get to a break here. Hey, listen. I knew I was straight. I don't remember the age, but on this day in 1961, 15-year-old Hayley Mills, an English actress, debuted with her song, Let's Get Together. It ended up being number 8 on the Billboard chart. It was from a movie, The Parent Trap, which was redone. Lindsay Lohan was part of that. But I remember seeing the original Parent Trap, and she played the two twins, and I fell in love with her. This was my first love, my first big crush, and I knew what love felt like when I heard this song and when I saw her in the movie. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that reminded me that I was straight. Didn't even think about it. I just knew I was. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend. Hey, listen, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Avier, Mike Dettillier, and Jeff Nowak. And hey, don't forget to go to our website, wwl.com/contest, and register to win tickets to the game against the Eagles this coming Sunday afternoon. Also, plus premier tickets to the VIP tailgate. This is a big party at Vincent Tower from the Bullseye Event Group. It's amazing. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Love you, New Orleans. That is Frankie Avalon, who is 84 years old today. And many of us remember Frankie Avalon very early in our youth, when Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello were part of those beach blanket bingo movies. Muscle Beach, Beach Bingo. There was a whole bunch of them. I think they were all the same movie. I think they just changed the name. But, you know, if you were a heterosexual, I can't speak for homosexuals, but if you were a heterosexual and you saw the girls in the swimsuits back then, you were really young, you knew you were a heterosexual. Also, there was another moment very early in my life when I realized I was a heterosexual. And, I mean, I didn't really think about it. I just was. And I'll talk about that going into the next break with a song that relates to another moment that confirmed that I was straight. I'm really sad to hear that longtime WWL TV news anchor Eric Paulson is battling cancer. He's taken a leave of absence. He's been on TV forever, and he just says that he's taking a medical leave to take a few months to battle cancer. He said it's a fairly aggressive cancer, but his doctors say it's treatable, and that's really good news. And Eric, please know that our thoughts and prayers from this show are with you, and I hope everything works out great, and we look forward to seeing you after your medical leave. But good luck. Be a strong person. You'll get through it. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with you. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Tracy Uptown. Hey, Tracy, you're on WWL.
Yes, hello. First, I'm sorry to hear about Eric, and I will be keeping him in prayer.
Yeah, thanks.
One of my favorites. I know they were saying, a few people were saying that some of the things, the assassination attempts, was Trump's fault. But I disagree. And I've heard a lot of rhetoric from the Democrats recently of saying he needs to be taken out and this needs to happen. I don't agree with everything Trump says. But Kamala is not innocent either. She doesn't answer the questions when they ask her. So they both have their faults, but it still doesn't warrant someone being assassinated. So that's my take on it.
Well, you're right. I mean, I blame, and I said this after that person was discovered in the bushes. I blame the individuals who took it upon themselves to put themselves in a position to try to kill Trump. It's their fault. I don't care what somebody says. That should not be an excuse to assassinate somebody. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe, how are you doing today?
Okay, Mr. Scoot. This is a statement for James, and I also have a statement for Michael. For James calling Donald Trump a racist, Mr. James, Donald Trump employs thousands of blacks and Hispanic people throughout the country with his hotels.
In other words, he's got them working for him, right?
Your candidate, Kamala, is calling people 18 to 24 stupid. I mean, that's a wonderful candidate.
Yeah,
and
stupid.
For Michael, who knows my voice, you backed Hillary. You kissed her butt so much, it was unreal, and now you're on Kamala's butt. Hillary wrote that book. What happened? Well, get ready for Kamala's book. What happened? Number two. That's it.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen?
No, that's the name of Hillary.
Well, I know.
Book
I'm asking you.
That
what
she
do you
wrote after she lost to Donald Trump?
What do you think's going to happen?
What happened?
What's going to be in what happened to?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if Kamala can answer questions, maybe she'd be smart enough to write a book. But truthfully speaking, they say her mother and father were PhDs. Hmm. Well, I don't know what to call her, really and truthfully. Yeah. She don't have a clue. Yeah. And for Ian, please don't call her Commander-in-Chief. She'll never be Commander-in-Chief.
Can we call her Madam Vice President, at least?
No, look, Joe, you don't...
Yeah, call her that, but don't call her Commander-in-Chief.
But, Joe, you don't know yet.
Trump's going to whip her butt.
Well, he might, but you don't know. I mean, we don't know yet. The polls are so close. You can't be guaranteed that that's going to happen. And, you know, I hope
you're... Well, like the Democrats are hoping for Kamala, I'm hoping for Trump.
Okay, well, of course you can hope for that. We know you hope for that. We know you want that, but... You know, people called the show and guaranteed that Hillary was going to win. They guaranteed Trump was going to win in 2020. So, you know, we don't know. You can't guarantee it. You can hope for it. You can vote for Trump and hope that he wins. But you can't guarantee that she's not going to be Commander-in-Chief.
But, I mean, somebody like James, you know, to call a man a racist. Now, you know, everybody, you know how many... Are millions of blacks is going to vote for Trump this time around? They're going to break
many.
A record.
I know a
black
lot, but
men
I don't know
for
how many.
Trump.
Yeah.
Watch the numbers.
Yeah. But it won't be a majority. It won't be a majority of African
Americans. No, it won't
men.
Be a majority. Yeah. But if he can get 30% or plus, he's a cinch to win.
Yeah. I'm not sure it'll be 30%.
And right now, he's at 29% with the blacks.
Yeah. With the blacks. Yeah, I like the way you say that. Kind of not
what you
personal.
Want me to say with the Africans? What you want me to say with the Negroes?
Well, it was just I mean, listen, Joe, you're bringing up language from your past, and we've kind of evolved.
No, but why are you calling me down for saying black?
Well, it was just
that's what people call them black.
It was just,
you
it
don't
was,
call them black. What do you call them?
It was the way you
black people.
Yeah, it was the way you said
they're
it.
They're not when, pieces on a chessboard,
yeah,
Joe.
Sorry.
It was the way you
I'm
said
sorry.
It. It was the way you said. You
I'm
said.
Sorry, I don't.
You said
I don't
black.
Say Kamala the way you want me to say it. Anyway.
I'm not. I don't correct you anymore on that. I'm letting you say it the way you want to say it. I mean, a lot of people say it what I think is the wrong way, but they say. But it was just the way you said the blacks, you know, like you, like oh those
well,
people.
Excuse me.
Those
can,
people.
Can you accept my apology?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just you know, be a little more sensitive to people. All right, Joe. I got to get to a break here. Hey, listen. I knew I was straight. I don't remember the age, but on this day in 1961, 15-year-old. Haley Mills, an English actress, debuted with her song, Let's Get Together. It ended up being number 8 on the Billboard chart. It was from a movie, The Parent Trap, which was redone. Lindsay Lohan was part of that. But I remember seeing the original Parent Trap, and she played the two twins, and I fell in love with her. This was my first love, my first big crush, and I knew what love felt like. When I heard this song and when I saw her in the movie. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that reminded me that I was straight. Didn't even think about it. I just knew I was. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend. Hey, listen, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Avery, Mike Dettillier, and Jeff Nowak. And hey, don't forget to go to our website, wwl.com/contest, and register to win tickets to the game against the Eagles this coming Sunday afternoon. Also, plus premier tickets to the VIP tailgate. This is a big party at Vincent Tower from the Bullseye Event Group. It's amazing. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Love you, New Orleans.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.